With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump's agenda could be in jeopardy as the Supreme Court weighs the constitutionality of his sweeping tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Tariffs have played a central role in the president's economic and foreign policy agenda during his second term, and he describes his tariff case as one of the most important in American history. Last week, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments about the president's use of an emergency law to impose import taxes. During the 2.5-hour session, conservative justices asked some tough questions about the legality of Donald Trump's unilateral tariff authority. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican Senator James Lankford says the nation will soon realize that Democrats are keeping the government shut down for political reasons as they continue to vote against reopening it.
They were literally holding SNAP recipients and Head Start families and families in federal government service hostage until they won the New York City race for Mondami. Now they've accomplished that, and so now the whole nation's going to suffer the consequences.
Lankford, an Oklahoma Republican, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Tens of thousands of Sudanese have fled to overcrowded camps to escape atrocities by a paramilitary force since it captured El Fasher in the western Darfur region. The UN human rights chief is warning that many others are still trapped. Since the rapid support forces seized El Fasher on October 26th, more than 16,000 people have fled to camps in Tooele. Rodrigo Paz has been sworn in as Bolivia's new president, marking a shift after nearly 20 years of one-party rule. On Saturday, Paz took the oath before lawmakers and foreign leaders. His inauguration has sparked hope amongst Bolivians facing severe fuel shortages and high food prices. This is SRN News. A lawsuit filed by three Dallas residents seeks to strike down dozens of city ordinances they say violate a law that prevents Texas cities from adopting liberal policies. The law passed 2 years ago made it illegal for cities and counties to enact statutes that promote the LGBT agenda and other ideologies if they violate state law. The Texas Public Policy Foundation, which represents the plaintiffs, says, quote, cities don't get to pick and choose which state laws they follow. The suit is about protecting Texans' freedom to live and work without being smothered by layers of needless local regulation. A Dutch venue has canceled a historic Hanukkah concert because one of the singers is connected to the Israeli army. Amsterdam's Royal Concert Hall is ending 10 years of Hanukkah concerts over Shai Abramson, a retired IDF member who serves as the army's cantor. The concert series was first revived in 2015, 70 years after it was halted by the Nazis. This is SRN News. If you're wondering, yes, you do need to clean that refillable water bottle, please.
You're probably not cleaning your water bottles enough. Just because it's only water doesn't mean it can't get grubby. Water bottles pick up germs from our hands and mouths or when we share. Here's how to clean your adult sippy cups and how often you should do it. First, denture or retainer cleaning tablets. Turns out doctors recommend them for water bottles too. For a weekly deep clean, you can pop one in and let it soak overnight. Next, the dishwasher. If your water bottle is dishwasher safe, you can take it apart and run it through. Last, the classic soapy water scrub. A good daily wash with warm soapy water keeps away germs that are growing on the inside.
That's science writer Adifa Ramagita. Today is Sunday, November the 9th. It's the 313th day of 2025. There are 52 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1989, the fall of the Berlin Wall, communist East Germany throwing open its borders. This is SRN News.